So let's review. Our daf continues the discussion about Tchum Yom Tov, specifically as it relates to possessions which are shared by several people, or where ownership was transferred on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah, Misha ha yupei reisiv bi'ir acheres, v'irvu b'nei oisa ir lehivi etzla mi pei reisiv. Someone who has fruit in a different city, and the residents of that city made an erev Tchum to allow bringing the fruit to him, lo yaviyu loy. They're forbidden to do so as the fruit are karagli bailov. They follow Tchum of their owner, for whom it is forbidden to transport the fruit. V'mariv hu, peiris of kamayu. However, if the bala peiris prepared an erev Tchumen, they may bring him the fruit, because the fruit follows the Tchum of the owner, and since he prepared an erev, they may now bring him the fruit on Yom Tov. The Mishnah continues. Misha zimin etz le'orchem, lo yelichu biyodim anis. One who hosts guests on Yom Tov, the guest may not take back food portions with them outside of the Tchum, even if they prepared an erev, as the food follows the Tchum of the host. Elim kein zachel lehem at nesehem erev Yom Tov, unless the host had transferred ownership of the food to his guest before Yom Tov, in which case the food would then follow the Tchum of the guest, since when Yom Tov came in, it was already in their possession. The Gemara examines a similar case. Hamafkid peris etz lechaver, one who deposited fruit with a friend. Ravam a karagli mishef kidulai. Rav holds that the fruit follows the Tchum of the shomer, with whom the fruit was deposited. Shmuel am a karagli hamafkid, whereas Shmuel holds that the fruit follows the Tchum of the Baal HaPeris, the owner of the fruit. Lema Rabbi Shmuel does l'tamayu. The Gemara wants to compare this machlekes to a similar machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. It's not. We learn in the Mishnah of Baba Kama. Im hechnes b'rishos Baal HaChatz v'chayev. If someone placed items in his friend's courtyard with his permission, we assume that the Baal HaChatz took responsibility for the items, and if something happened to them, the Baal HaChatz is chayev. Rebbe holds that only if the Baal HaChatzar expressly accepts responsibility for the items that have been placed in his courtyard can it be held liable for any damage to them. Rav paskins like the Chacham that the Baal HaChatzar accepts responsibility, and similarly regarding Tchum, the fruit is karagli mishef kiduloi. Whereas Shmuel holds like Rebbe that unless expressly stated, the items deposited in the courtyard remain the responsibility of the Baalim. And similarly to regarding Tchum, the fruit is karagli amafkid. The Gemara says that the two machloikas are not necessarily similar, as Rav can explain his position even according to Rabbi. Adkan lekome Rabbi hasam el de bestama lekabala netirusa. In the Mishnah Bava Kama, the Baal HaChatzar does not expressly accept responsibility. Aval hocha hakabala netirusa. However, in our case, the Shemit did expressly accept responsibility. Shmuel can explain his position even according to the Chachamim. Regarding Shmira, the nichale le'inish the nekim turi b'shusi the Baal HaChatzar, the imazik loy mechayev. The owner is satisfied that his animal is the responsibility of the shomer. However, regarding Tchum, minichale le'inish the lekim peri b'shusi the chavrei, would one want their fruit to take on the Tchum of his friend, which would then prevent him from carrying it wherever he may go on Yom Tov? Certainly not. And therefore, it could be explained Shmuel, the Ibn HaChacham would agree with the opinion of Shmuel that hamafkid peris karagli hamafkid. The Gemara questions the opinion of Rav from our Mishnah. Tanan vim arvehu peresu kamayu. Now, if we hold that the fruit is karagli mishef kidu etzlai, why should it matter that the bala peres prepared an erev, as anyway the fruit follows the tchum of the shomer? The Gemara answers that our Mishnah is referring to a case where sheyichid lekaren zavas. He cleared a corner for the bala peres to deposit his fruit, and thus took no responsibility for the fruit. This case is therefore not similar to the case of hamafkid peres, where the shomer does take responsibility for the fruit in his possession. The Gemara asks the same question from the Seifa of our Mishnah. Misha zimin etz le'orchem lo yelichu b'yodim manas. Elam kein zichelam nasehim erev Yom Tov. And again asks, why would it matter if he granted them the food portions before Yom Tov, if it's still in his reshus? To which the Gemara answers, kivin shezochelam al de'acher kimisha yichloi keren zavis dami. Actually transferring ownership to his guests is similar to putting the fruit in the corner. Biboy Sema, Zochashani, as Rashi explains, Shari kol atzmei lo'ase elohitzi mishvisasa yulhamide b'shvisa shalendu b'shusam. The whole purpose of being mezaka the food to them was so that it would be in their reshus regarding Tchum. The Gemara relates an incident. Rav Chana bar Chaniloi tala bisra b'ivad didasha. Rav Chana bar Chaniloi hung a piece of meat on the back of his door, asli kamei de Rav Huna, to ask if he may carry the meat back to his home. Amalei, Iatolus zil shakel, the inutalulach loitishkal. Funa answered that if he himself hung up the meat, he may carry it back with him. However, if it was hung up for him by others, he may not. The Gemara, understanding this to be a question of Tchumen, questions this ruling from several angles, until the Gemara concludes that really this had nothing to do with Truma at all, but rather with the halacha of Basar Shenisal Min Ayin, which according to Rav Huna, the Rebbe of Rav Chana Bar Chana Eloi, is forbidden if left without supervision for any period of time. Rav Huna understood that Rav Chana Bar Chana Eloi was an Odom Gadol, who was always engrossed in his Torah study, and so he ruled for him. If you yourself hung the meat, you made a mental note to watch it and were not masir das from the meat, and therefore it's permissible. However, if someone else hung the meat for you, as you are completely engrossed in your Torah study, you would not have made a mental note to supervise the meat, in which case it would be considered basish and saman ayin, and would therefore be forbidden to be eaten. It's like the final Mishnah Masechtas Beah. In mashkin v'sheichnes ha-midbarius, one may not water and slaughter midbarius animals, which are those that are lonois ba'afar, who live in the wilderness, as these are considered muktze, and therefore forbidden to be used on yamtim. However, mashkin v'sheichnes ha-bayasis, one may water and slaughter bayasis animals, which the Mishnah explains are those that lonois ba'ir, live inside the city limits and are therefore not considered muktze, but rather are considered designated for use on yamtim. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah used the term mashkin v'sheichten to teach an eitz teiva, by the way. One should water his animal before slaughtering, as this will make the skinning that much easier. The Gemara clarifies further the concept of baisis and midbarius. Tarabon, elohim midbarius ve'elohim baisis. The Gemara explains, midbarius, kol she yoitzis bepesach v'royis ba'afar v'nechnasis b'revi rishayna. Midbarius refers to animals that go out to graze at Pesach time and return to the town around Cheshvan time, when the first rains begin to fall. These type of animals, one does not have a mind to use, and are therefore considered muktzah, as opposed to baisis, which the Gemara explains as kol sheyotzis v'roisis chutz l'tchum uvois v'lonis b'teich etchum, animals that graze outside of the town, but then come back into the city at night. Whereas Rebbe holds, eilu v'eilu baisis, and both of these are considered baisis. According to Rebbe, midbarius are only animals, animals which graze in the wilderness and never come into the inhabited areas at all, such animals would be muktzah according to Rebbe. The Gemara questions, does Rebbe himself hold from muktzah? After all, Rebbe said, according to Rebbe Shimon, the only case of muktzah involves raisins and figs, which he was makatzah b'yadayim, actively set aside from use by the act of putting them out to dry. It seems that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon, that in normal cases, we do not hold of muktzah. The Gemara gives three answers. Iba yisema, haninami kegregis v'tzimukin dami. Sending the animals out to pasture outside of the city is also considered makatza b'yadayim in the same way as gregis v'tzimukin. Viba yisema, l'dvar avdi Reb Shimon kamer, v'lei l'svir lei. Rebbe was explaining the opinion of Reb Shimon, however he himself does not agree with Reb Shimon and does hold muktzah. Rebbe is telling the Chacham who do hold Muktzah that according to them, animals that come into inhabited areas, even for part of the time, should be considered Baisis. Chacham answered that such animals are considered Midbarius, since most of the time they are found outside of civilization, and therefore they are considered Muktzah and should not be used on Yom Tov. Hanulach Mashilin, Beslikala Mesechtes Beah. With this, we have Baruch Hashem completed Mesechtes Beah, and Be'ez Hashem, we will begin Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah in the next year.